Good morning, you guys. We're going to do another segment of our questions and answers, and I'm only going to tackle one question today. It was a pretty good question. It was, it's about demons in the bloodstream. Miss Debbie asked, "Hi, Sherry, I just got done listening to you on your website, Spiritual Warfare in Your House. I'm wondering if you could tell me more about how evil can transfer to you through blood transfusions. If we need blood transfusions, should we have the blood itself be prayed over before receiving into our bodies? Do you think it's okay to donate blood? I haven't done that yet, but I would like to. I enjoyed that sermon. It was very informative. Keep up the good work. I'm learning a lot. Thank you, Debbie." Okay, so that's a very good question, because even I hadn't, you know, thought about that. I was doing some studying along with Frank Hammond when I brought that up, that message I did, Spiritual Warfare in Your House. Okay, there are some things I want to bring out here to get our wheels turning. Remember, I've been talking about the website, the YouTube channel, At the Door, Revelation 1, 18 through 19. That's with Mr. James and Miss Angelia, and they get visions and dreams from God. And in one of their, I want to say it was on the technology video that they did, that I talk about like all the time, because that one plugs into so much that God's been showing me. Okay, on that one, they talk about demons and they talk about frequencies. And if you listen to it, they talk about how demons can ride on frequencies, okay? Now, we have to remember that we've been learning about all this mind control, directed energy weapons. We've been learning about how our brains have frequencies, DNA has frequencies, all these things have frequencies, right? Remember in Project Bluebeam, how they're planning on having that night of terror or night of chaos where demons are sent out to terrorize and torment everybody, and they're going to be coming in through all of our electronics and all of that kind of stuff, okay? And if you don't know about that, watch the Project Bluebeam series that I did. It was a long one, okay? Now, so when you think about demons riding on frequencies, right now in the day and age that we live in, science has just now figured this out and proven and documented that blood, our blood, has a frequency. Now, what that makes me think about, I mean, everything's in the Bible, right? God knows the end from the beginning. He already knows all this stuff they're just now discovering, right? I think about when Cain slew Abel. And then God, when he came and he started talking to Cain, and he was asking him where Abel was and all that, and Cain was being smarty, you know, am I my brother's keeper and all that junk? But God said, his blood cries out to me. His blood was talking to God, okay? Now, what we have to remember, too, about this when we're talking about all this blood and everything, that generational curses, that curse is on the bloodline. Numbers 14:18 says, "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation." So remember, in a family line, when you have somebody who does not repent and confess their sins and ask Jesus to be Lord of their life, those generational curses have not been broken off, okay? And in order for them to be broken off, somewhere down the line, somebody's got to come to Jesus and somebody's got to confess, repent, and break that stuff off, okay? Disease is often in the bloodstream. And remember, disease comes from Satan. So when you think about it, and you're a Christian, and you're the temple of God, you're a temple of Holy Spirit, which is God living inside you, okay? So if you get in a situation and you need a blood transfusion, that blood entering into you could be from an unsaved person. Someone who, remember how Jesus would say, let the dead bury their dead? Because spiritually, he, you know, and that's how we are as Christians. When you bear witness with somebody, that's your Holy Spirit and their Holy Spirit, and you know they're Christian. If it's somebody who's not saved, then that person is dead. Right now, they're dead in their sins. And if they die in that state, then they'll go to hell, right? So when you think spiritually, you've got people walking around right now who everybody would say they're alive. Some are alive and some are not in God's eyes, spirit realm, okay? So if you're taking in blood from an unsaved person, that's like bringing in something defiled into the holy temple of God, right? So think about this. Anesthesia, medications, vaccines, all of that can have demonic attachments to them. As well as, you know, we were talking about the blood transfusion. I'm kind of going off on a side trail here. The demons are attached at the manufacturing level. I want y'all to listen to this. This is some research that I came across from a deliverance ministry website that I have the link here, and I want to share this with y'all. He says, but ever since I've been doing deliverance ministry and not only seen the commonality of demonically oppressed people, I've also ministered to survivors of satanic ritual abuse, former Satanists, former witches, and the descendants thereof, and have seen the demonic attachments, and more importantly, have learned the secret curse casting that is done in very high places, such as in pharmaceutical manufacturing. The root word of pharmacy is pharmakia, which is defined as the use or the administering of drugs, poisoning, sorcery, magical arts, often found with in connection with idolatry and fostered by it. We have to remember that the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. And there are so many faculties that are influenced by Satan in this world that we're not even aware of. Mostly, unless we get involved in hands-on experience of the battle between good and evil relating to deliverance. We have structures and organizations all throughout this fallen world that are primarily demonically influenced. A lot of these big corporations, it don't matter if they're charities, it don't matter if they're hospitals, it don't matter if they have a front that they're doing good for humanity. When you trace it up to the top, you're going to hit the elite who serve Satan. So you better know that they're manufacturing things and they're praying curses in things and they're putting as much attachment to things as they can because they know they're fully awake and aware that we're in a battle, a spiritual one, and they're out to take us down any way they can. And like God said, my children perish for lack of knowledge. Okay, now, like I was talking with Scott, he made a very good point, and we always do, and I know you guys do too. Anytime you're going to have a surgery, a procedure, or something done, you pray. If you're Christian, you do. You reach out to God, and you say, you know, you're asking for it to go smoothly. You're asking for him to be there and oversee everything and for a good outcome and all of those things, right? But we need to take it one step further because I know for me personally, there's a lot of times I haven't thought to pray about. I have to take medicines that they infuse, okay? And I know people out there aren't thinking to pray about blood transfusions and things like that, but yes, we need to. So the short answer to your question is yes, okay? Pray over the blood, break off any satanic attachments or curses. And after you pray over it and you come against those attachments and curses and you come against all that in Jesus' name, then I would ask the Lord God Almighty, our Heavenly Father, I would ask him to bless, anoint, and sanctify the blood transfusion that's coming into your body. Okay? He'll do that. It's a supernatural thing. It takes your faith. And I will say, Frank Hammond, he was in the deliverance ministry for quite a number of years, and he's certainly advised to pray over blood transfusions, okay? Pray over the medications and things. Think about it, just like we pray and ask God to bless our food, Same thing, if you're putting something in your body that's going in your holy temple, ask the Lord to bless it, okay? And you said about donating blood. Yes, I think it's okay to donate blood. You are giving it to sincerely help people who are in need, okay? So we can't worry about what the occult is going to do if that blood falls into the wrong hands and what they're going to do with it, okay? We just can't be caught up in worrying about all the bad things that they could possibly do in this world, right? So you give with a good and sincere and pure heart and leave it to God. You give as if you're giving to God, and He knows, okay? Now, whether they take it and then they make a clone from that blood, or if they drink it, the fallen angels, Nephilim, demons drink it or do whatever they're doing with it, we have no control over that, okay? But I do know that there are people that sincerely at times need blood transfusions. I was one of them when I was 17 and I had my leg ripped open from a very bad car accident laying in the middle of the road, and I lost so much blood, and I didn't know. I wasn't even walking with the Lord then, but I know that I had to have that. And so there are good reasons to give blood, okay? We can't let them shut us down for everything, okay? And God knows your heart, and He knows why you're giving it, all right? And I just pray that this answer has blessed you. Thank you. That was a very good question. God bless you guys.